KCAKGO Mobile.
Hey, what are you up to, sir? You're coming through loud and clear. I'm not used to hearing you here. This is all fast in you, November. I'm having trouble come and go, and I'm not sure whether it's your end or mine. I'm working you through my hotspot, and it is always fairly reliable, so I'm puzzled as to what's going on here. Yeah, you were in full that time, no problem at all. I have been reworking my code plug since the Grand Haven repeater is up and running, and so I may have mistweaked something. Anyway, yeah, good luck when they start digging. All kinds of things get rearranged that aren't intended. Back to you. If you can tell me how I'm doing, with all the comorbidities, my goes and goes, but how is the signal into the hotspot and out your end? One of the older Anytel 878s, and I wondered if it were starting to get feeble. I know I am. I'm thinking about maybe another HT from Anytel. I seem to have good luck with them. And managing the code plug seems to be good. Not always so with other radios I've had, so this one's at least livable. H-I-N. 6-7 programmed in. 7 is West Michigan. Does that work for you? Pretty easily. Yeah, I can go there quickly. Echo 8, Indian November.
KD8 DLP from NHKPP. KD8 DLP from NHKPP.
KCAKJO.
Hey, Cujo, what up?
I heard somebody on the radio.
Oh, I gotta take a phone call. I'll be right back.
KCAKJO.
NHKPP Mobile. KCAKJO, NHKPP. You're on, Cujo.
KCAKJO.
Hey, Cujo. NHKPP.
Hey, I got that Kenwood radio. I got the model number if you want to look it up.
Yeah, give me a minute. I'm driving to the kids' grandkids' school to go pick him up, and I should be there in about a minute. Then I'll be on a place where I can park and wait instead of driving, so I can type it in.
Works. I'm just sitting over here in Westland.
Well, that's a pretty good push. Oh, I forgot. You have the hotspot thing.
Guess I'm cheating.
Yeah, it was supposed to only be one day with the grandkid. Looks like it's going to be three. Mommy's procedure went well, but Mommy's having a tough time, so Grandpa's to the rescue.
Yeah, but you're an awesome Grandpa.
I have my moments. I have arrived. All right, let me find a place to take this in. Things keep moving around. I don't like it. There we go. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it's a Tango Kilo dash 7160 Hotel. Tango Kilo dash 7160 Hotel.
Yeah, we can take a look at it. Looks like it might work. 50 channels. You don't need that many channels, but it doesn't matter. Should work. Really don't need any digital stuff on VHF.
No, all I used it for was just VHF until I got my Elenco. And then I was going to pass it on to a coworker if he got the license, but he's not interested. So I'm like, okay, hold on to it. And here it sits.
Okay. Is it hard to program?
No, I didn't get any of that.
Said, is it hard to program?
My computer? No. And I got the software.
Oh, cool. Okay. All right, we'll have to bump past the next day or two. I'm busy for the next day or two anyway, so, but I will find mind you and take a look at it. What do you want for it? Or do you want to swap?
Well, you can swap.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, I have one of those. One of those that work really well. The same thing. I have the software for it.
I said, I don't know how much this thing is worth. I don't have the mounting bracket from it. I didn't get it when I got the radio. So that's something you gotta custom make. But the software, I forgot where I got it from, but I was able to download it somewhere. And I got a power cable. I would say do a double fuse on it, only a single fuse on the power side, not on the ground side. And it's not a DTMF mic. It's just a regular Motorola mic kind of thing, or Kenwood mic.
Yeah, mine is almost identical. I don't have the bracket for it. It's a regular mic. So it's a newer mic. Matter of fact, the mic might even be brand new. I don't know. We can take a gander at it. Let me see what it is, and we'll work something out. Because, like I said, I could use a good VH audio.
Yeah, it's just sitting here in my van. I'm trying to take off the double-sided tape on how I mounted it on my dashboard. You know, because I'm not supposed to alter the vehicle in any way since it's a lease.
Yeah. They say that, but at the end of the day, it just depends whether or not they want the vehicle or not.
Oh, no, yeah, these things get turned into like 150,000 miles and they go to auction. You know, that's what happened to my other one when I blew the transmission. They didn't want to spend $5,000 on a transmission and give it another 40, 50,000 miles. Nope, they're like, nope, we're trading it in. He's getting a new one.
That makes sense. Yeah, I found this is kind of a cool story. I found one of my old ambulance partners on the 5-1 today. I saw him on the dashboard at home, and I recognized the name, and I called him on hams over IP, talked to him on the phone. That's kind of cool. They're really proud of the growth that they're doing with this repeater system on the west side of the state. So he was able to get into it with his handy-talkie from where he lives.
Oh, is that the guy in Grand Haven?
Yeah, the guy in Grand Haven, I think that's where he's from, MW something, MW, Mike something, Mike. Yeah, he's the guy that's doing a lot of the footwork to make this thing grow on the west side of the state. And he knew him, but his name was Paul. And like I said, him and I worked together. And I was a kid, I was a medic on the fire department in the ambulance for about 15 years, just part-time. And he was one of my partners. He's a tad older than me, but he was a lot crazier than me.
Yeah, we all tend to have one of those friends that are a little more crazier than we are.
Yeah, it was, so. Sounds good. All right. Other than that, not too much, so I'm going to pay attention here so I don't run over any little kids. That would not be a good day, so. I don't have a fancy car like all of these people here do, though. I don't get it.
That's a bad thing. That's how I see it. Well, like I said before, I question this. Do you have a programming cable for that? Because it gets programmed to the RJ in the front of the radio.
I don't, but you can get them off of... I only have one, but you can get it off of Amazon for like $12. It's dirt cheap. The clone one works just fine. It plugs into like the 28-pin connector in the back.
Yeah, this one. I can, I've got like a multi-pin connector one. You can always borrow it if you want.
Okay, sounds good. All right, I'm going to let you go. I'll call you back a little bit later when I grab the kid. Hey, KPP.
Hey, take it, John.
WFMW.
Hey, BLX, Monterey State Fire, Michigan.
NAKPP. Mr. Paul, you're around?
Ms. Wally, NAKPP. KF8BLX, Monterey, Michigan, statewide.
KD8ODB on the MI5 West. KC8UNY.
K
KB8 ODB on the MI5 West.
W8MW, statewide one. Listening.
Mobile.
W8MW.
Echo 8, Indian November.
Hey, CJGL Mobile. Not sure.
W8MW, listening, statewide one.
M8KPP.